Hey, it's Steve Gadlin, and welcome to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. I totally goofed, and I posted this episode with no audio where the episode part goes. So, apologies if you downloaded that and were disappointed, but here we go. I'm redoing it. Here's this week's episode. Let's go ahead and spin that wheel, even though I already know which invention we're revisiting. But spinning wheels is fun. Let's do it. All right, it's Phone a Friend. So Phone a Friend, another absolutely useless business idea and an expensive one to boot, where when you have a question about something, maybe trivia or you're trying to settle a bet, you call us, tell us which one of your friends you'd like to ask, and we'll call them and ask them for you. As you can imagine, WGN listeners had one or two issues. Let's listen. Out of the frying pan and on to the stovetop. I told you, call the fireman. This flow here is so hot. But y'all be thinking that I'm playing with it. Till I start slanging with it. And got the DJ banging with it.
There you go. Every week, DJ Zim, Beats by Zim, makes this so much more entertaining. It's time to put the Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. Now, Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. Giving us his exclusive business idea so we could poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan,
Thanks,
my friend.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be in studio.
Yeah, it is. We were at the auto show, and then last week you were on the phone celebrating your birthday. Congratulations for having another birthday.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I'm excited to have you. I mean, last week, they all kind of blend together for me.
Last week was a device that made the shower water alternate between scalding and freezing to let you know if you were getting an alert on your phone. And it turns out a lot of your listeners aren't into notifications. So
yeah, well, I think it was more than that. But, I mean, it's a simplified way to look at it. All right, well, you know the drill. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can text or you can call to give a yay or nay and some feedback to Steve Gadlin. Steve, what's this week's frying pan?
Okay, this is a real genre-bending invention here, and I hope people can stay with me on this. But, gosh, over the last few years, we've all fallen in love with game shows, especially that one that lets you do this thing called phone a friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's become a new thing in our culture, is when you don't know the answer to someone, now we think back to that game show and we phone a friend. So what I've created is a service that, coincidentally, I'm calling the Phone a Friend service, where you will sign up for a monthly fee. When you register with us, you give us names and phone numbers of all of your friends. If you're ever out and about and you have a question, or someone asks you a trivia question and you don't know the answer, or you just have something you want to know from one of your friends, you call us, the Phone a Friend service, you tell us the friend's name and the question you want to ask them, and then you hang up. What we'll do is we'll call your friend, we'll ask them the question, and then we'll call you back when we get an answer for you. So, you know, I don't want to pigeonhole this and make it, this is not just for when you're playing Trivial Pursuit and you don't know the answer to a question. This is for you're going grocery shopping and you don't, you know what? I want to buy crackers. I know my friend is a real good cracker connoisseur. I want to ask Debbie which brand of crackers is best to buy. So you call Phone a Friend. You say, call Debbie, ask her which brand of crackers to buy, and then we'll call you back when we get your answer. All for a monthly fee and then a per-call fee as well.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Already skepticism is bleeding from the tone of your voice.
No. I'm objective. I always have questions, Steve. Okay. You know that. But I like to let my listeners take the lead. What are we calling this? We're calling it Phone a Friend?
Phone a Friend. And I'll tell you, this one especially is one of those that sounds dumb when you first hear it. But the more you think about the practical applications, the moments in time when You know, you just don't have time to call one of your friends and ask them a question. So you just dial the phone a friend service and we take care of that for you. The more this starts to make sense.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Why don't we go ahead and take a break so we can get, because the lines are lighting up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Phone a friend. Do we like it? Do we not? Do we have questions? Yay or nay? It's the Frying Pan with Steve Gadlin here on The Download. Stay with us.
Out of the frying pan and on to the stovetop. I told you, call the fireman. This flow here is so hot. But y'all be thinking that I'm playing with it till I start slanging with it and got the DJs banging with it.
It's a Frying Pan here on The Download on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest, of course, Steve Gadlin. He's the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won on Shark Tank. He snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor, and now he brings the ideas to Download here on The Download before he brings them to Mark Cuban. It's like a workshop. 312-981-7200 is the number to give a yay or nay on his latest invention, phone a friend.
Yeah, phone a friend. So it's just like on those game shows, and we've all fallen in love with those game shows. You know, we just love them now. They're a real big thing for us. And one of the things we see on those game shows is this concept of phone a friend, where if you don't know the answer to someone, they will phone one of your friends for you, put them on the line, and you can ask them a question. So we're trying to duplicate that in the real world. You register with us, you pay a monthly fee, you give us all your friends' names and their phone numbers. If you ever find yourself out in the real world with a question you want to ask a friend, you dial up the phone a friend service and you tell us who we should call and what the question is. Then you can hang up. You're done.
Right.
We take care of the call. We ask your friend the question. We record their answer. Then we'll call you back when we have the answer. So you're not wasting time on hold or while your friend stutters through a response, you know, It's really a service that saves you time and gives you the answers you need.
Well, I have questions.
Okay.
312-981-7200. 312, Marianne from Skokie.
I'm from Skokie.
Yeah, well, there you go. Kind of nails the big question here. Why don't I just call Debbie directly? Since I have unlimited calling, it's free and I can pay for the crackers with the money I save from the monthly fee.
Okay. First of all, who's Debbie?
I think they're talking back to your example you had right before the break where you said, I'd call my friend Debbie for crackers. I think that's what she said.
None of that's ringing a bell. But I'll tell you, I think the question I'm hearing is, why would you use our service instead of just calling your friend directly?
Yes, that is the million-dollar question.
Yeah. Well, it's a million-dollar product, so it's appropriate. That's the thing, though. We all love those game shows. They've just charmed America. And what we're doing is duplicating that experience. It makes you feel special to have someone do that dirty work for you. I liken that question to saying, hey, why don't I dry clean my own clothes? Well, you can, and it's time consuming. Or there are services that are quite successful where you can drop off your clothes and they'll do the dry cleaning for you. Let us do the calling. Let us do the dirty work. Let you worry about getting back to your life and getting those questions, getting answers to the questions you need to get through your day.
There you go. 312-981-7200.
It's a luxury service. I'll be honest. It's a status, you know, it's a status symbol too. If you're out with a friend and you guys are trying to figure out who won the Cy Young Award last year, they may be fumbling on their smartphone trying to access the internet while you say, hold on, you know what? I've got a guy. You dial up the phone a friend service. You say, my friend Tony knows baseball. Ask Tony who won the Cy Young Award last year. Then we'll call you when we get that answer. And suddenly you're the hero of the day.
Well, that's the kind of crux of the second question we're getting on text.
Yeah.
From Sue in Glenview kind of nails it.
Okay.
I bet I can find out all about phone a friend on, I don't know, Google. Ever heard of it?
I have heard of it. And we do, I'll be honest, we consider Google one of our biggest competitors for this product. But I'll tell you, Google was a startup once, and we're the new guy in town. So, yeah, you know what? Every business has a competitor. Hey, Avis, ever heard of Hertz, right? Hey, WGN, ever heard of WLS?
Right. Yeah,
you know,
right,
there are competitors in every business, and we're the guy that's not afraid to take down Google.
Okay, well, 847 has a good point. That says, I just lost it here. You know, my friends would not appreciate giving out their contact info, big name.
They don't give it out. You give it out.
I think that's what they mean. They're just saying, I don't think their friends would be happy with you having access to their contact information.
Well, you don't have to tell them. But then they will receive a call if you ever use them as a phone-a-friend from our recording service. And it is actually a text-to-speech phone call that they'll receive. And you know, each of your friends will need a password. They'll need to remember an 8-digit password so that we can verify that they are actually the friends you've set up and not, you know, maybe their dumb cousin answered their phone or something. So we're trying to get you the answers you need to get through your day.
Okay, that's a wrinkle. All right, let's keep going. 724 says, yay, Steve is a genius. He should run for president.
That's great. Thank you. Thinking about it.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's different. Okay.
Of my condo association.
Yeah. All right.
I'll be honest, I'm not too into politics.
309's got a good one.
Yeah.
309's got a question. Will there be a version where you can ask a celebrity?
Well, that's great. Now, those of us who have celebrities as friends, and, you know, beyond Mark Cuban, I'll just say I've got quite a few celebrity friends. So my phone-a-friend service would allow me to ask those celebrities questions. But because of privacy, you know, we're going to run into a lot of privacy issues here. You can only put actual friends of yours on the list.
Okay.
You know, so if you're friends with a celebrity, or if you're friends of a friend of a celebrity, you know, we'll be loose
right,
with it.
Right.
If you've got their phone number, you can add them to the list. We may do some sort of premium service where you can ask celebrities, but I'll tell you, celebrities are, I know, I've experienced this, and some other celebrities have too. You know, time's your most valuable commodity. You just don't have time to be answering the phone
right.
and answering questions from strangers. So we don't want to impinge upon their rights.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 to give a yay or nay to phone a friend. Let's go to the phones now. Let's go to June. June, welcome to the frying pan. Yay or nay on phone a friend?
Nay.
Yeah.
I would not like to do that to my friends and have someone call just like for, like when they don't even know that I am. I also don't need to do it like for a status symbol, like the gentleman was saying, you know, it's like a status symbol when you can have those things done. And I'd rather just call on my own, and if I can call on my own, then I just wouldn't call at all.
All right, great. There you go. June's got a good point. She goes back to the idea of not putting her friends in sort of in a compromised situation.
Well, look, we do it all the time. We put our friends and our address books on our phone, and thanks to Edward Snowden, we know the NSA has got all those numbers already. So, you know, people put their numbers out there, Facebook privacy settings and whatnot. So I don't see this as a big violation of privacy to add your friends to this. I mean, they will receive a weekly summary call just to tell them the questions that they may have answered or may have missed. And, you know, that's just one short call that they'll have to respond to each week.
Well, let me ask you, but here's a great point. This is from Jerry and Aurora. You know, Jerry says it's silly.
Okay.
It starts there.
Great point.
But providing your friends list could be used for a different purpose. The customer could use the service to coordinate a party or scheduling a Friday night pub crawl for friends.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that concept, like the idea of maybe being able to be almost like a social administrative assistant.
Well, why don't you just call your friends if you want to meet them up for a drink on a Friday? That's what a phone is for. So I don't quite see how this service could be used for that. This service is, our goal is to give you the answers you need to get through your day. I'm going to go back to that caller, too. You know, it was funny. You listened to her argument about this, but the answer she comes back to is, you know, or just not call them at all. So she's describing a situation where because she won't use our service, she doesn't have the answer to who won the Cy Young Award last year. So her and her friend sit there dumbfounded, probably can't think of anything else to have a conversation about. It puts a halt on the convo, and now she doesn't have the answers she needs to get through her day.
Let's go back to the phones. Dave, yay or nay on, what is phone a friend?
Phone a friend.
Yeah. Dave, you there?
Hello.
Hey, Dave. Welcome to the frying pan. Yay or nay on phone a friend?
Yeah. What's happening?
Yay or nay?
Mm-hmm. Yay, yay or nay, Dave?
Oh, nay.
Oh. Okay, well, there you go, Steve. A nay right there.
It sounded like Joan sitting next to him, feeding him the answer on that one. So that should just count as one nay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. I got a ton of texts tonight. This is great. 219. I'd be suspicious of such a call. Hang up and block the caller. I would be very unhappy with anyone giving out my contact info to an unknown third party. Mm-hmm. Contrary to what you say, it is a big deal to give out other people's cell numbers without their consent.
Well, that's okay. They're just using a type of argument style called throwing the word contrary out there. So I'll say, contrary to what you say, it's not a big deal. We do it all the time without even knowing it. And, you know, everyone loves to get phone calls. That's mm-hmm. part of the reason our service can exist and be profitable.
Well, there, you know, 779 has a good thought. Says they can call. I can call my friend or text to ask what crackers he wants. If he doesn't answer, then he doesn't get any crackers. Maybe this idea would have worked 20 years ago.
I'm not sure what crackers have to do with the product.
I think they're responding to an example you put out at the beginning.
But it sounds like they interpreted that as this is a service to figure out what types of crackers
I think
your friends
just an
want.
Example.
Which is actually a great idea for a service and one we're also working on. It's cracker specific. But this is for anything. We're trying to give you the answers you need to make it through your day. So, yes, you can call or text your friend. But who has time to do that? Why not call our service and let us do that for you? Then we'll call you when we have the answer.
Hmm. Okay, let's go to the phones before we take a quick break. Let's go to Billy. Billy, yay or nay on the frying pan? Phone a friend.
Hello.
Hi.
I thought about it and I thought, well, gee, I don't want to give my friends in for.
Right.
But there's always a way around everything. So all it takes is to apply things. I do this on Facebook. I constantly reach out to so-and-so who knows everything about Reagan or this one about Bush one about cooking or this one about dancing or this one about concerts. So plus I got to do all that typing, all that thinking. So in reality, it is quite a great idea.
All right.
Especially for city people who are so busy all the time and need so much information.
And Billy, thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you.
Billy,
see,
I think a lot of the callers aren't city people and don't understand the fast-paced lives that city people lead. You probably have a lot of callers, too, over the age of 45 who are already at the phase of their life where they're slowing things down. But those of us 40, 44 and a half and younger who are city dwellers, I think, can really see the benefit of such a service.
312-981-7200 is the number, 312-981-7200. It's the frying pan here on WGN. The idea is phone a friend. We're going to take a break at the news, come back, and we got a lot of texts, and stay on the line if you're on the line. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
Out of the frying pan and on to the stovetop. I told you, call the fireman. This flow here is so hot. But y'all be thinking that I'm playing with it till I start slanging with it and got the DJs banging with it.
There it is, the music. It's a frying pan Friday night. Steve Gadlin is in the studio. We're talking about his latest invention, phone a friend. Once again, why don't you give us the quick elevator pitch on phone a friend, Steve?
Sure. Phone a friend is a service that where you, when you register, you give us all of your friends' names and phone numbers. And anytime you find yourself out in the world without the answer to a question, you get to play like you're on a game show. You dial up the phone a friend service, tell us which friend to call. Then you hang up and your job's done. Mm-hmm. We'll call you back when we get the answer to your question. Now, that question could be as simple as, hey, which brand of crackers to buy, which flavor crackers are tastier, anything you want to know about crackers or some history and other trivia, too.
There you go. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Mel, yay or nay on the frying pan's idea tonight. Phone a friend.
I would say nay, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, for one reason, from one side of it, I don't like to give out anybody's phone number. Even if I think you know this person, you say, hey, Mel, do you have Dave's phone number? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, you know what? Let me, yes, I do. I'll get in touch with Dave. I'll either give him your number or I'll have, ask him if it's okay that I give you his.
You sound like a real frustrating friend, Mel.
Well, I wouldn't, I don't think it's, you know, people appreciate just, he didn't give him his phone number. Why should I?
Well, right. How do you know that, though?
Without his permission.
How do you know that?
because he's calling me asking me for the other guy's phone number.
Well, let's agree to disagree on that one. I think the jury's still out on that, Mel.
I mean, I get irritated from the other side of it too. Like, even
tell.
When you get the Facebook Candy Crush invitations and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I bet you get real upset when people invite you to their birthday parties too, Mel.
No, Mel.
No, not at all. No. I just think it's proper not to share that information without someone's blessing.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you for that, Mel. Mel's got a good point. And Steve, he echoes a lot of other texters. A lot of it is questions about the friend's information. 630 wants to know, how many times will my friend's information be sold? Another question.
Well, that's confidential, and it's part of our privacy policy that we don't tell you how we're using your friend's information. So I can't answer that question on the radio.
773 wants to know, is phone a friend hacker free?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, it says, I'm a bit concerned about my friend's information that I'll be giving away since, I'm concerned about phone a friend privacy.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen if a hacker does get into our system again and downloads, you know, all these people's personal information? What's the worst possible thing that can happen? And that's a question I throw out to your listeners, because I don't know what the big deal is. You know, phone numbers are – there used to be a book they used to drop on everyone's doorstep that gave away everybody's phone number.
That's
Nobody
true.
Had a problem
that's
with
true.
It then.
That's
it
true.
Was called the phone book.
Right, right. Linkin Park Jim says, how about phony friends where you have a list of friends that you never want to receive calls from?
That's a different service. And so this is someone from the Linkin Park Jim that's calling?
No, Linkin Park Jim, like Jim, J-I-M.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure I understand the question, Linkin Park Jim. So I think...
Okay, all right. 847 says... why not just call your local librarian? The reference desk will research the question, do it for free, call you back, and it takes more than a minute or two.
I don't think the local librarian has a service where they will call you back. I think they keep you on the phone or put you on hold while they're researching your question. And that's a great question, too, because we are modeled after that service, except instead of using the library, we use the power of a greater library of knowledge, and that's the knowledge of your family and friends. I think I'll reiterate, what we're trying to do is make sure you have the answers you need to get through your day.
How does turning one call into three calls save you time?
Well, I don't...
That's just, I'm reading 224s.
So it's, you know, you make one call. You make one call, and then we take care of the rest.
Okay, well...
So it saves you time because you make your call. We'll get the answer for you. And when we have that answer, we call you back. We don't make you sit on hold. We don't make you listen to your friend run to their computer to try to find an answer. You know, we've actually run into situations where we'll call the friend and then they'll use phone a friend to get an answer to give to us. And we've had a chain of five or six people using phone a friend. So sometimes it takes half hour to 3 hours to get the answer to you just with all of the chain of phone a friends happening. And we don't want you to sit on hold.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a wrinkle. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mike. Mike, yay or nay
Hey,
Mike. Yay or nay to phone a friend?
Well, first of all, I got a question. Is it an app or a service?
Well, it's an app service.
Okay. And then my question is, I mean, it just sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, why... I mean, there's like Google that has that, or you have like Evite to do stuff like that, or you have like Messenger
speak,
to do all that.
If I could speak for Steve for just a second,
sure.
I mean, he's answered this before, that he sees it as a competition to Google, a competition to those services that you just mentioned.
Yeah,
but Google's free.
Don't be lulled by the monopoly here. There are other services.
No, I understand that, but Google's free.
Well, free, but you do have to share a lot of personal information with them. That you don't even know you're sharing.
Yeah, but I mean, personal information as in your friend's phone numbers. I mean, that's the same thing.
Yeah, but that you share at registration. That's part of the privacy policy.
But you're giving away other people's information.
Mike, I think we're on the same page here. I think we're just saying, I think we're agreeing, but using different words to do that.
Well, yeah, but I'm just trying to understand the concept of this. If this is something that,
yes.
I mean, are you looking to make money off of this?
Oh, definitely. We have a monthly fee, and then there's a per call fee as well.
But you get all those others. You get it for free from everybody else. But, why would you pay for
But Google doesn't call your friends. And here's the thing. What Google is doing, and believe me, I've done research. You can't believe everything you read on the internet. So what Google is doing is reaching out into a library of who knows what. You know how easy it is to edit a Wikipedia page? Mm-hmm. You know, there was a. I saw the Ted Cruz Wikipedia page said he was the Zodiac killer the other day.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
But this
calls your friends.
As far as getting a hold of your friends, mm-hmm. I mean, there's Messenger for that. I mean, you can get a hold of all your friends through Messenger or through Facebook, and it doesn't cost a dime.
I've not heard of Messenger, and maybe that's another competitor I'll look into.
It's on Facebook. I mean,
Facebook Messenger, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stuff on Facebook, and again.
But that'll get a hold of all your friends at the same time. And they'll text the information back to you, and it's done in 2 seconds.
The impersonal touch of a text message.
All right,
I think part of yesterday's generation really misunderstanding modern communication tools. I think that's what happened on that call.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay, well, let's keep going. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, yay or nay? Go ahead and turn your radio down. Yay or nay on phone a friend?
I'm a yay.
That's all right, great.
And it's an honor to talk to someone in Mark Cuban's inner circle there. But I would use it to call my boss. Maybe you wouldn't know it's me calling because if you found out it was me calling the fourth time to ask what type of tool I use on this job, he'd probably fire me.
Right.
That's right. No, that's great. It's also a way to anonymously get an answer to a question. If you're shy about having asked someone something several times, well, hey, let our robotic text-to-speech synthesizer take the fall next time.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's a little wrinkle. Let's go to EJ. EJ, yay or nay on phone a friend?
Nay. Yes, sir. I think that you guys should make it call a friend a ton. Meaning, there's so many people out there, especially the homeless, and that they don't have nobody to talk to, and then they could just call you guys and say, I want to talk for a while. Can you listen or can you talk to me? And that would be great.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that more.
Okay, well, thank you, EJ, for that. There is a social component, I guess, to that. Let's try Brendan. Brendan, yay or nay on phone a friend.
You know what? I was going with nay at first because you just look up most of the information, but I'm going yay because it can solve a lot of personal disputes. Like, hey, didn't Brian date that girl from the coffee shop that one time? Or like, hey, doesn't so-and-so owe me that drink from the other day?
That's right.
You might be someone doesn't remember and you can reach out to another friend that was there.
That's something that our main competitor, Google, can't even touch, to be honest. Google has no idea. If Brian dated that girl from the coffee shop. So I'm glad, and I said this at the beginning, when you first hear it, you're going to think it's dumb, but the more you think about it, the more practical application you'll be able to find for it. So I'm glad you're a visionary like myself, Brendan, and can't wait to get you on board.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Brendan. That's great. How much does this cost?
So it's $79.99 a month for our intro plan, and that gives you 5 queries that come with it at absolutely no cost. And then after those 5, it's $1.50 per query, and then $1.50 per response.
Okay, all right.
So it's a very reasonable.
Yeah, it's a lot of
pricing.
And
we have tiers that go up from there if your needs are greater.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll read some of the texts that are a little bit more colorful, a little bit more pointed, maybe a little bit more along the lines of criticism,
mm-hmm.
than your average.
I think we've stored up enough yays that you can hit me with a barrage of criticism, and I think I'm still going to come out on top with this one.
That's coming up here on The Frying Pan. Stay with us.
Out of the frying pan and on to the stove top. I told you, call the fireman. This flow here is so hot. But y'all be thinking that I'm playing with it till I start slanging with it and got the DJs banging with it.
There it is. All right, it's The Frying Pan as we wrap up tonight. Phone a friend. That's tonight's idea, and you guys have responded in droves. I have so many texts to get through. We'll try to get through them all. Let's do a little rapid fire. I hate when I miss people.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do miss some texts tonight, I apologize. And for the people who called in, thank you as well. We're going to go with the text to finish this out. All right, 847. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
815. No, this guy always goes in circles.
Okay.
Google, Bing, all free, no personal info required. Otherwise, I'll just text and call my own friends.
Well, that's fine. And again, that's like saying, you know what, I won't take this limousine. I'll take this taxi instead. That's your choice.
773 says, can you sell my billion dollar deal? I'm sorry. Can you sell my billion dollar idea to Cuban?
Mm-hmm.
And he's essentially making fun of you. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's get rid of that. Okay. Sorry, no. That got a little serious.
No, that's fine.
630 says, this dude's attitude and enthusiasm coupled with a blind eye to reality make him an ideal running mate for Trump.
Okay. Well, I try to stay out of politics, so I appreciate that, but mm-hmm. I'm staying out of the race this year.
847 says, this could be the most expensive and dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
This cocky guy must be crazy.
Oh, it's the most expensive thing. I guess they've never heard of caviar or champagne then, because those can get pretty expensive.
847 says, I would personally stab him in the eyeball with a hot soldering iron.
Oh, a soldering iron.
Soldering iron. Sorry, yeah. I got that wrong.
No, that's fine. Well, that would be assault. So
309 says, Steve, desperation is a stinky cologne.
Okay. I suppose it is. I've never tried it.
Okay.
I do Obsession, actually, and Drakkar Noir as well.
Okay, well, 630, this guest is a waste of our airspace and an affront to your listeners.
How is it a waste of airspace? That I don't understand.
Well,
I will take up airspace whether or not I am a guest on your radio show. I have volume.
773 says, why compare it to a game show? It's on your phone, not on TV. And you should show a little bit more respect for the older people. They are more superior than you, have more knowledge, and at least acknowledge what they have to say, Steve.
Well, here's what I'll say. What I'm trying to do is, we all fell in love with those game shows when they were on television, mm-hmm. and the way people said, it's time to phone a friend. And I know we all at home thought, gosh, I wish I was in that position and I could phone a friend. That's why I compare it to a game show, because we're trying to duplicate that experience. And I'll say, I have utmost respect for my elders. Anyone 45 and older, I treat with extreme respect. You know, I understand that they're really blown away by this fast-paced world every day, so I try to give them every benefit of the doubt and really try to shepherd and comfort them through this confusing world.
224 says, Google, Wikipedia, text them. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire hasn't been in the prime time for a decade. Don't be a condescending jerk. 708 says, as a young person, we don't answer phones anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us will not answer a phone call if we don't know the number.
Well,
sorry, there's more. You're an idiot. Sorry, that I missed that. It went to the next.
Well, that
one
changes my response completely. No, I think, again, members of our greatest generation, those who fought in World War II, understand the importance of answering their phones. Whereas, you know, millennials these days, I think we're all on the same page here, though.
815 says, this is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. Okay. If you're so busy in life that you can't call your friend yourself, then maybe you need to check yourself.
Okay. I wouldn't say it's, you're so busy. Okay. Hey, I'm so busy that I, you know, again, I'll take it back to the dry cleaning analogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm busy. That's not why I don't dry clean my clothes. I don't dry clean my clothes because I don't understand the chemicals and the process that goes along with it. So we are like the dry cleaning of calling your friend.
Then maybe that's a tagline. Maybe you're getting a tagline out of it.
Yeah, that's a tagline I had thought of. And I don't know that I mentioned or not that the service is Bluetooth compatible. So this will be Bluetooth compatible with your phone for connectivity.
708 says, nay, this is dumb. And that's coming for someone who used to get the I Want to Draw a Cat for You song stuck in her head. No one needs help with the winner of an award from last year to get through their day. Stop saying that. It's just ridiculous.
You know, I'm sorry if I keep coming back to the same examples, but as we've beta tested this, we've tried it with two things, with the Cy Young Award winner and which type of crackers do you want.
Go ahead.
That's why I'm stuck on those, but really you could use this for anything.
847 says, Justin, how long has Steve had the cat drawing business? Is he willing to share his revenues, status report, etc.? Wow.
Well, you know, that's a very personal question, so the answer is no. But you're welcome to visit me at iwanttodrawacatforyou.com and shoot me an email, and maybe we can crack open some of the mystery of Steve Gadlin and his cat drawing business.
Okay. 815 says, this is obnoxious. I'm 52, and I created the very technology that you would use for this.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your service, and I'd like to shake your hand. Our veterans are very important to me.
Okay. 773 says, if you don't have time to call your friend yourself, how do I have time? Wait. If I don't have time to call my friend myself, how do I have time to call you?
Exactly. That's the thing. So our call is quicker. When you call your friend to get an answer, you've got to go through pleasantries. You've got to talk about their kids, their day. You call us, you tell us the name of the friend and the question you want, you hang up the phone. That's a five second interaction for $1.50. When we call you back with the answer, we're charging you another $1.50. And part of that is in how we deliver that answer curtly. So let's say the answer is Jake Arrieta. That's who won the Cy Young Award last year. We would say, you'd answer your phone. There'd be a 30-second recorded message just explaining the service. And then we'd say, Jake Arrieta, click. And you now have the answer you need to get on with your day.
309 says one word, paint chips.
Paint
That's
chips.
Two words. That's two words.
Two words.
This is a great one. This might be a good one to end
Great. Is it, someone saying this is
no,
a great one?
No. This is what they're saying. 224 says, he doesn't have time for random phone calls, but he wants to interrupt his shower for notifications. That was last week's bit.
Yes. Now, I'll say there is not meant to be continuity between the invention ideas I bring to the table. They all speak to a different audience. These pitches are meant for the investor. So, you know, the universality for all of these ideas is I'm pitching them with an eye toward making the investor money.
Okay. 360 says you have zero credibility. 309 says this idea is a train wreck.
Okay.
309 says what world is this guy living in?
Okay. Earth.
Okay. 847 says I've yet to figure out why you have this guy on your show. He doesn't have a good idea and you got lucky with the kitten thing.
Hey, you call it luck. I call it hard work and opportunity.
224 to end it. This is a stupid idea, and yes, that is my final answer.
Well, I heard a yes there, and that's great. So we're ending this on a yay?
Yeah, I think we're ending it on a yay. Wow, they got mad tonight.
They did.
Not bad, though.
Oh, final answer from that
game
show.
That's
We as a country just fell in love with that show.
At the time, we also heard that was 10 years ago.
I think it's still on.
There's a lot. As I've been reading this, there are like 15 more came in, and they're all pretty much the same thing. You need to go back to the drawing board. Steve Gadlin from iwanttodrawacatforyou.com. He does a frying pan every Friday night at 10 o'clock. We're not going to see you for a couple weeks because you're going to Europe, but also at the same time, we're not going to be on because we got Blackhawks game, so it works out pretty well.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going overseas to a little country called Europe, and what I'm going to do is look at things from a new angle and come back with some truly worldly ideas.
There we go. Steve Gadlin, thanks for coming in, bud.
Thanks for having me. There you have it, another episode of The Frying Pan. Sorry about the technical hiccup, but hopefully this episode reaches you and you're able to listen to it and enjoy it. And speaking of which, if you like this show, or if you listen to this show, please tell a friend about it. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes or whatever podcast service you use to listen to things. And shoot me an email, steve@fart.pizza, and just let me know that you're out there hearing this. And I'll keep putting them out. Got another good one next week. See you then. Take care.